This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Hello there, everybody. Welcome to the show. Coming up on the show today, I have been given no details. That's no details. Nat has them in front of her.
On FUBAR Radio.
Fucking stupid this is.
Why?
What do you mean why? Say what you've just done.
I adjusted a light.
No, you just shone a light in my face.
You're a star. You should have a spotlight on you.
I don't want a spotlight on me.
Why?
Because I was quite happy with the lights how they were. But you're running around, turning lights off, saying that. So at one point you've made it pitch black.
Because I thought, I'm going to crank the lamp on in a minute.
We'll do that then.
Okay.
Well, do you want to do it now?
No, we'll wait till your bleeper goes off and then we'll do it.
What bleeper?
For the song.
For a song? That's not... This isn't the way to run anything, Nat.
Is it a bit brighter in here than before?
Well, it is for me, given that I've got fucking about 100 watts blaring in my face.
I just moved it away from you.
No, you moved it away from you.
No, I moved it back. And it's right. Very hot.
Well, why have you done that?
I moved it back to me.
But what was wrong with the lights?
It was just in my eye a bit too much.
Well, do you think you might have, like, meningitis or something? Because you're really reacting to bright lights.
I know, actually, that's true. I've never had that before.
Well, that's a surprise. Most people have.
No, I know the symptoms. You roll the glass on you, don't you?
Yeah, should we roll a glass on you?
Yeah, if you want to.
You know you've got to do it on the sort of the bosom area.
You don't have to. The arm will do. If you want to roll a glass
on... No, the arm won't do because there's no marks on your arm.
There's no marks anywhere.
How do we know that?
I can assure you.
You were saying a minute ago you might take your bra off.
I didn't say I was going to take it off. You said if I wanted to, I could.
Can we explain? Well, no, because you were messing with your bra. Can we explain where we are and what the situation is?
We're in the studio. We're recording a show.
But we've not long since recorded last week's episode.
Yeah. 2 hours ago we did.
Yeah. So we're cracking on with another one now.
Yeah.
Both very tired.
Yes.
You might have meningitis.
Could do.
You're thinking of taking all your clothes off. But you won't do it until you've got the lighting right.
Yeah, it's too bright at the moment.
I mean, look, Will's got his
lighting. Will's got dark lighting as well.
Yeah, he's lit just by the screen in front of him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Get Will in here.
Will, get in here, please.
Just remembered.
I know, I had not forgotten.
Had you not?
No.
Will.
It's quite a bombshell on the last show, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. What we've discovered.
Sit down, please. Thanks for coming in.
Do you want me to put the big lamp on?
You thought you got away with that?
I'm not bothered about lights, so...
Can I adjust the lighting whilst you chat to Will?
Got a song on, mate. Hang on.
I'll go out anyway.
No.
Just pop a song on. No, you come back in a minute.
That's fine.
Let's put something sad on. Sad, isn't it?
I feel sad.
It's a sad one. I like it there. You used to make me cry, that song.
I can see why.
No, you used to really make me cry there. But now... Just emotionless. Don't bother me anymore. Just doesn't really apply to my life anymore.
So that was for Engstrom X.
Didn't they choose one last week?
They did, yeah. But I imagine you'd give that a 10.
Oh, it's a glaring 10, yeah. Yeah, fantastic.
I'm going to give it a 10, actually. I should hope so, yeah. I feel sad.
Because you feel sad, give it a 10. Yeah. I like Emmy Man a lot. Like, I really like Should Have Known is one of their big songs.
She did the Magnolia soundtrack, didn't she, as well?
That's from the Magnolia soundtrack.
Oh, right, okay.
Wise Up. That's the closing song, innit? Didn't care for the film, particularly, but good music.
That was the one with Tom Cruise being all Respect the Cock, isn't it?
Tom Cruise is one of the people in it. But anyway, Will is here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, mate.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'm all right. I'm still slightly reeling.
I'm just trying to think of a song that made me sad.
Well, it won't be anything to do with the miners, will it?
Honestly, Ray.
Milk? Do you like drinking milk?
Do you enjoy milk, do you? Free milk?
You wouldn't know about free Doesn't milk, even know,
I did that. Used to have free milk when I was in reception.
No, what? It's not the same
What's
thing.
Reception?
There you go. Is Will's traditional mess about with the mic.
Messing about with them rappers
every week
have been
when he sits
with
down. The rappers have been messing with the mic.
There were a lot of rappers in here before.
And it was like Blazing Squad in here. It was like fucking loads of them everywhere.
They were called Legionnaires.
Like the disease?
Yeah, and we said that when the phone rang and they said Legionnaires are coming up. And we said, you don't want Legionnaires spreading in the lift. But then Adam and Laura, we don't think they'd heard of the disease before.
Right.
Because they went, oh, right, yeah, okay.
They've just heard the word Legionnaires.
I don't think they know what it means.
Oh, I see. Anyway, come on, let's deal with this.
It's not a common disease, though, is it?
Let's deal with this fucking one. Right. Will, stop messing with your mic, because you need to defend yourself at the moment.
Okay.
Now, you're how old?
25.
25 years old. How old were you at the last general election?
24.
23.
Oh, is it that long ago?
Actually, would it be?
No. It wasn't.
Last summer, wasn't it?
It was because...
Yeah, it was last summer, so yeah. I was doing it for my...
Well, hang on, I'm just checking. When's your birthday?
6th of February.
I think it might have...
I was 24.
All right, well, you'd have been making your decisions when you were 23.
I'm going to double check that.
To vote, because it would have been May, wouldn't it, the election?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to make my decisions around March, April time.
Okay. So, no, you're not under any obligation to declare which way you voted, but we found out in the last show...
Yeah, actually, that's quite bad on Nat's behalf, isn't it? Just shouting that out.
Just out someone's vote preference is true, because it should be between a man and his conscience.
What about if it had been like BNP or something?
Yep. Well, again, we'd still be having a chat.
No, yeah, definitely. Quite severe.
So, what went on there, Mum?
Why did I vote Tory?
Are you asking yourself?
A bit of both, really.
I'm listening. What's your background? Are you from a conservative family?
Yeah, no, not really. The area I live in's always been a conservative stronghold. Julie Kirkbride was the MP for a number of years until she got involved in an expenses scandal, which ousted her.
Yeah,
we've now got Sajid Javid, who I believe is the culture secretary.
Yeah,
is he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've met him. I had a row with him on Sky News.
Oh, I remember. I've seen the clip actually.
Yeah. So. What went on? What went on? So you thought...
Well, in 2010, the first election I could vote in... 2011, was it?
I don't know.
2010.
Yes.
I voted for the Liberal Democrats.
Okay.
Now, I didn't just vote for the Liberal Democrats. I actually interviewed the Liberal...
Kissed them.
I actually got
kiss them as well?
Shared a bed with them.
Yeah.
I actually helped my Liberal Democrat candidate out in Bromsgrove. Went out leafleting on a number of occasions.
Did they win?
No, he came third.
Is it because of you couldn't say Liberal Democrat properly?
Yeah, exactly. And then they got into bed with the Conservatives.
They did indeed, yes.
So that was so I'm not voting Liberal Democrat.
Mm. Why? Because they got into bed with the Tories?
Yeah, yeah. It's just a wasted vote.
But I mean, what a bizarre thing to then go and vote for the Tories.
Well,
That's like adding someone on Facebook who's had an affair with your wife.
But then I didn't want to vote for Labour.
At the expense of your wife. Why did you not want to vote for Labour?
Because I didn't believe in, I can't remember his name now, Ed...
Miliband.
I was going to say Ed Templar. Ed Miliband. And...
But you were fine with Cameron, no issues with Cameron at
all. And I wanted to vote, and I didn't want to vote Greens. It's not, I'm not really a Conservative.
Are you a UKIP? UKIP?
No, what
are
you then?
No, I know you're not, I'm just ruling
UKIP,
out parties.
Look at that! You're ousting me out earlier.
I think they're both as bad as each other, personally, but... again, what I would need to make clear here is I've no interest in press ganging someone.
No.
He's entitled to his vote and he's entitled to his opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to hear your opinion, where that came from in One Say Younger. To me, it seems unusual for someone working in the media, particularly as well. Somebody working.
Well, I hadn't really started then.
But I presume you wanted to. You had aspirations to.
Yeah, doing a.
I think it's unusual. That's all. So I'm interested to hear where that comes from. I'm not denouncing it. Well, I am denouncing it, but at the same time, I'm not going to tell you how you're allowed to vote.
Oh, no, 100%. But at the time, I just didn't see. I like go on the leaders. I swear, I'm not very political, as you can tell
by
this.
You go on the leaders.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Cameron, not very good.
I mean,
Miliband shit.
If you went on the leaders, surely someone like Farage would be more appealing to you if you were just getting on personality of the leaders.
I don't believe in those morals.
What morals?
I don't believe on his stance on immigration.
Similar to Cameron's?
Similar but different.
Right, okay.
In a number of ways.
Yeah.
Labour's
would be more different.
Yeah.
As would Lib Dems.
Yeah.
But you didn't like that.
Green Party.
You want to keep, you know, a good chunk of them out.
Yeah. Green Party, she did that dodgy interview.
Right?
Natalie Bennett.
What interview did she do? What happened on it?
It wasn't on here, was it?
No, she did all right here when she came in here.
What was the dodgy interview?
She was on LBC. She just...
She forgot a policy, didn't
she? Yeah, forgot everything, basically.
Yeah.
What she'd had for breakfast.
She said she'd had a cold. Well, the PR said that, you know, maybe I had a cold last week. I was all scatty. It could be that.
Okay.
But she just forgot the answers to everything.
All right.
I think you'd be quite competent still, Nat. I mean, today you're suffering from the remnants of a cold and you've executed your job with fine expertise.
Thanks, Will.
I think that is pushing it, fine expertise. You've been fine.
I've been better than normal.
I would have kept it at just you've been fine.
Yeah,
right. Fine expertise is you're a long way off that still.
I've got skills.
They're multiplying. Oh, that's thrills, isn't it? Right, okay, so you basically plumped for Cameron. I did a gig for David Cameron once, do you know that?
Did you?
Yeah.
Any good? Did you ever go at him?
I did, actually. I shouted at him about the minors.
Oh, right. Yeah, literally shouted at him.
It was at a posh charity do. All Tories in there.
Fucking hell.
And then they put a working class socialist in the middle of them to do the comedy.
It's like a grenade.
Went very well, though. It was fun. But see, the problem with that was, they were perfectly nice people, but the problem with that was, is then they were just laughing at the working class boy.
Oh, right.
Mm. There did feel like an element of that.
Oh, that's not
but
nice.
But I did go on there, because it was Janet Street Porter was there as well.
Oh,
and David Cameron. She likes me, Janet Street Porter, which means I've now not got a bad word to say about her, because she laughed at me.
I met David Cameron once.
How did you find him?
Well, I say met him, he walked past me. And
indifferently?
What do you mean?
Was he indifferent to you? Did he acknowledge you?
No, he didn't really see me.
Yet you still voted for him.
This was after.
Was that in a restaurant you saw him?
Yeah, this was coming out of Oaxaca on South Bank. Tim Osborne.
Oaxaca?
Oh, sorry, I can't say what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
No, I just tweeted him after, so I was hoping for the retweet, you know what I mean?
What did you say?
I was hoping for the retweet.
Why?
Just saw my boys Cameron Osborne in Oaxaca, South Bank. Hope you enjoyed your fajitas as much as I did.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, is a personally reasonable tweet.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, it is, but again, it's sort of...
It's not helping my image.
Not really, but but again, you should still stand by your own beliefs. Mm. I'm just interested in where your beliefs come from.
I don't really have any, to be honest.
You can't just like vote Tory because you can't think of anything else.
No, but I wanted to vote, so let's go...
Why did you want to vote? If you had nothing to vote for, why did you want to vote?
Because you can't get involved in the discussion afterwards.
Some would say you're more able to get involved in the discussion because you can say, I voted for none of this.
Yeah, but then...
So you can criticise any, you know. People say, oh, you voted for it, you deal with it. Which happened last week in that interview, where it was like, well, you voted for it, mate.
Yeah.
But me, as someone who didn't vote... And I'm not saying people shouldn't vote or should vote. It's up to you. It's up to people, you know. The right to vote is also the right not to vote, whether people like that or not. That is true. So I think if you don't vote, you're in an excellent position to criticise anyone because you say, I didn't ask for any of this.
Okay. But then how do you create change if you don't vote?
What change have you created by voting?
We just...
NHS is on its knees.
No, I know that.
Cuts out all over the Arts Council.
And I actually went on a march, which I know is a hypocritical thing to do.
No,
it is.
Because you voted for them a while ago.
Well,
you're
allowed
to change.
I didn't do my research, I'll be honest. I didn't know that
That's
was coming.
That's what I mean. So, yeah, he's right. It is hypocritical because he voted for the people that made the choices who've already historically proven themselves not to be trustworthy.
That's the time I nearly cried last.
On the doctors.
At the NHS march, they had this 92-year-old man, I think he'd set up the NHS, and he was giving a rather impassioned speech.
Yeah.
And just old people getting emotional, but it always brings a tear to my eye.
A lot of them will die because of the cuts made by the Conservative
Party.
Probably
will, right?
Who you voted for.
Probably will.
You've got blood on your hands, mate, all over the place. A lot of those tears were directly because of you.
Yeah.
And when you have blood on your hands, don't go to the hospital because the NHS won't be there to sort
no
it
point,
out
mate.
For you.
Don't go to the hospital, mate, unless you've got a few quid. Can you afford medical treatment? Can you afford private healthcare?
Yeah, right, what do you think?
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. So.
Just be supporting the NHS.
Exactly.
I am supporting.
I know you are.
Made a bad lot. I went into the booth and I ticked the wrong box.
Shouldn't have been ticking anything. It's an X, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you tick something, you spoiled your vote. If you tick something, you can get out of this because you've got a spoiled ballot.
Maybe I did tick it.
You didn't, did you?
No, I definitely put a firm X.
Are you going to do
a firm X?
I went in with a sharp.
An emphatic X. Yeah, okay.
Are you going to do the mayoral? Mayoral election.
We'll say mayoral if you want.
Mayoral. Can I get involved in that?
Yeah. Have you registered to vote now you live in London?
I can't see you.
It's Duncan.
Oh, is it Duncan? Hello, Duncan.
Have you registered to vote?
What did Duncan vote? What did he vote? I bet he's Tory, isn't
he? No, I don't reckon he's Tory.
Are you Tory, Duncan?
No, I don't think he is. Neither.
Neither?
Impartial.
Yeah. Wait, I didn't give you an option. I said, are you Tory? And you said, neither.
Yeah.
You don't vote? It's giving nothing away at
vote,
all, is it?
Doesn't vote.
Am I working for a Tory company?
No, not
what
at
did
all.
What did you vote, Nat?
I voted Labour.
Okay. Oh, hang on. Just took a, that was a bit...
Well, no, because I know that you don't like them either. And I will vote Labour again, because I do like Jeremy Corbyn a bit.
Okay.
But I don't get people that are like you.
Listen
might be
to
like
Politics
this.
Hour on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. Oh, got a song. Time for a song.
I've got to do some tweets.
Song on.
Bye everyone.
Why have you got to do tweets? We're not live.
He's got to schedule some.
No.
Do you mean? No.
No, I don't want him to do that.
Why?
Because I want him in here, because I want to rip him apart.
Just bring
somewhere.
Your laptop in here and just do it whilst you're in here.
Bring my laptop in to get
that's
me out
of sorted. Yep. That's that yep. sorted.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. No music's coming through now.
It is, I can hear it. It's just a little fade in, which is annoying. Quiet, it's annoying it? A fade in, actually.
Boston, More Than a Feeling.
Yeah.
Too long.
I didn't like the intro.
Too long.
Intro was weird, but it's a good song, I think.
No? I think it's a 4.
Peter Large thinks it's a good song. That's your Peter,
we respect your opinion, but I think it's a 4.
It's bigger than a 4.
It's not. That's my opinion.
It's a 6.
It's a fucking 4.
Okay, it's a 4. It's a 6.
You can have a 6 for
I'm
yours.
I'm going to take a 6.
What would yours be, Will?
5.
Five. There we go. Straight down the middle.
Neutral.
Normally goes a bit to the right, but straight down the middle on this occasion. We're back dealing with Will. Will the Tory. We found out that a Conservative supporter, a young Tory, like Ian Duncan Smith and all that lot. Who was the other one? Who was a young Tory?
Haig.
Yeah, prick. When he was like, what was that?
Well,
don't think you can do something off air that I won't pick up on. Why did you just do what is universally acknowledged to be the gay sign? Why did you just do a limp wrist thing about William Haig? You saying he's gay?
No, allegedly.
No.
What, William Haig
is? Absolutely not.
Is
no.
He?
No, he's not.
Is that a thing?
No.
Sorry.
No. I'm unaware of this.
Do you know about things that can get you in trouble?
No,
I don't know if you're
aware
of
it. Just he was asking.
Right, is he? No, he's not.
But is that a rumour about
but
him?
What if he was?
No, fair. I mean, absolutely fair comment. Because he was doing it quite disparagingly, wasn't he, Will? You were. You were like saying as if he's lesser citizen. Because Adam's gone home, you're now going, now I can say what I really think about him more.
There's only a certain many hand gestures you can do to indicate that.
Indicate what?
He could have been like, is he that, meaning a wanker? Or
no, but
is he
I was
that
asking if he was a...
What?
If he was...
I'm not sure that you should have... What hand gesture would you do if you were asking if he's straight or not?
Yeah.
What, that means straight, does it? What he did, he just did a sort of a sideways Hitler salute.
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness.
That's what he did.
You're throwing me in with the Nazis now.
Well, you're not that far off, are you not? If you're Tory, you're not far off being a Nazi.
I wouldn't say I'm a Tory.
Well, you've
voted Tory. My uncle's a Labour councillor, so...
And how does he feel about you putting the axe in the Tory box?
He's in a different constituency.
Right. You're out the will there.
That doesn't mean say be all right about it.
I don't really see him.
Do you think if Dennis Skinner was in here now, he'd be like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it, mate.
No.
Do you not have like respect for Skinner in the things he
I
does?
Really like Skinner. Don't get me wrong.
Dodgy Dave and all that was incredible.
Yeah, really
how
good,
he fronted
yeah.
that. Was
and
incredible.
I really like, is it Mallory Black, the young SNP MP?
SNP MP.
Yeah, that's what I said.
SNP. Yeah, sorry, Masergi. You like that person?
Yep, she's good. She speaks to I just like people that are passionate about it and are not afraid to speak their mind.
Yet you voted on a whim.
Yeah, I'd say I'm more clued up and more educated now. I'd say we make a lot of mistakes when we're young.
We do.
I got kicked out of school. That was a mistake.
Did you? We're not heard about that yet. Why were you kicked out of school?
A load of things.
Well,
did you get expelled?
We've got time.
Yeah, I got kicked out of sixth form.
Expelled from sixth form for what? Drugs? Did you smoke some pot?
No, I used to go in and I'd say I always had a good relationship with all the teachers, but I just used to be...
Too good? Was it too good, your relationship with the teachers?
No, I was just loud
did
and obnoxious.
Did you deal
to
them?
No.
What sort of things did you do?
Well, it like culminated, I had this project to do for business studies and I didn't do it. I had 4 months to do it and I was missing lessons.
Yeah.
And someone dobbed me in that I was missing the lesson and I was in the study in the sixth form common room.
Having a drug?
No drugs. Right.
Eating some Mandy?
I don't do that. The only drugs I'm addicted to...
Slice of Mandy?
Are Bourbon biscuits. Mm-hmm. And I got... The teacher came in, so I was like, shit, I need to hide. So I hid in the corner of the common room and everyone threw these like...
the common room, that, as you say.
Massive, great, big chairs on top of me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I had my own little fort, so it was just my eyes popping out.
Yeah.
And then she went into the head of sixth form's office and was like, and I was like,
I can
God.
Tell this is still quite strong in his head.
It's
still
raw to him.
It's an issue, this, isn't it?
And I thought, yes, I've got away with it. They're not going to see me.
Yeah.
So she goes into the office, has a word with the head of sixth form, and then they come out, and I think they're walking back to the classroom, but they just turn and just start walking to me, and then I'm just buried under all these chairs, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm just like, just under some,
and
under some chairs.
For it.
No, and then it just started a chain of events that led to my expulsion.
You brought a gun in. So you've been quite a little rebel in your life then. You've been quite a little, you know, sort of cocksure teen. James Dean of your school.
No, not
what a rebel.
That's what it sounds like. What's going on?
No, no.
Yeah, yeah. Now I find you quite, and I don't mean this as an insult, quite timid.
Yeah, well, it's a new environment for me.
Yeah.
If you saw me on a Friday, right, I'd be a different person.
Why don't you stand up to me a bit more?
You're a prick.
No? Is that standing up to someone, or is that just being abusive?
Being abusive.
Yeah.
Can you be more constructive with that insult?
Yeah, I mean, you're a prick.
Why is he a prick?
Why am I a prick?
This is a great show.
I'm a prick because this is a great show.
No, I'm just going on a different...
This is really confusing.
You're getting me confused.
Well, go on, tell me.
I feel like Brendan Dassey in Making a Murderer.
Explain to me. That's a fucking Ace reference. Explain to me why I'm a prick.
You're not a prick.
You said I was.
You just said stand up, and I just was...
I have the crunchy convictions. Nothing's going to happen if
that
you...
That vape is bad for you, so you shouldn't be doing that.
That's not standing up to me, mate.
It is. It's standing up for you and us and your health concerns.
It's not. I don't have health concerns. If I was smoking, I'd have health concerns. That's perfectly... there's nothing wrong with vaping at all.
Well, I think when you mean stand up for yourself, not just insult the
stand
presenter.
Stand up to me.
I'd
say,
on the
not
vote,
insult
the
me.
Tory thing, I'd say I'm definitely not a Tory. I voted Tory.
Right.
But I would say that does not make me a Tory.
I disagree with that.
Okay.
If you vote it, you are it.
I disagree with you.
Why?
Because before...
I've got more foundation in what I'm claiming than you have in yours.
But where have you voted for in your entire life?
Well, that's like saying I stabbed someone, but I'm not a murderer.
I could stab Natalie and not be a murderer.
All right.
With a pair
of... If you stabbed and killed Nat, you couldn't then claim not to be a murderer.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Because by your actions, you'd proven that you were a murderer.
But then if next election I vote for Labour...
Yeah.
Does that make me Labour?
Or a turncoat who hasn't got the courage of his convictions.
But then would it not make sense? I'm trying to get my head around if you'd vote for somebody and then go, but I don't believe in that party. You'd be like, well why
it's
have you
true.
Voted
She's
for
right,
them?
Mate. She's right.
Also, if you did even stab me with
That's
scissors.
That's what I'm worried about.
If you did stab me with scissors.
I don't like that he threatened to stab you now. I don't like that.
I feel like the intent would be there to kill me. Why would you stab
that
me with scissors?
That feels like...
I didn't stab anyone.
No, but if you
feels
did...
Like a weird thing
I
to
would never stab you.
It feels like a weird thing to suddenly say.
Have you thought about this? Have you got scissors on you?
Honestly, that Brendan Dassey reference is becoming more and more...
No, but we're asking you genuinely, though. Why did you...
Don't put the fader up until you put the number through.
I like it. I think it sounds cool.
Yeah, but it won't work, will it?
Oh, do you know what the problem is? Is that's already off. Right, let's have a look. Nothing's happening.
You're on the wrong foot.
Yeah, because it's the wrong one.
Right, wait. You two keep talking.
Okay.
Look, nothing's happening.
Hold on. Which phone are you...
Yeah, because you took the fader up. You've got to turn that off. Call the number now.
Right.
And then when you hear a ring...
But how will I know if it's calling?
Because pick the receiver onto your ear, and then when you hear it ringing...
Yeah.
I will put it through the desk.
There's something I forgot to do.
I heard Natalie was for the war in Afghanistan.
Which one's that on? I've heard that as well. Which one's that one on?
That's one, I think, isn't it? Is it ringing? Can you hear it ringing?
Yeah.
There's that.
What's the name of that girl last week who didn't answer the phone?
Hello?
Barry?
Oh, I'm Breen, right, where are you?
Hello?
All right, mate.
All right.
Yeah, can I just give you some backstory?
Go on.
Are you okay, by the way? You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. I've just got a bit of backstory for you. Last week on my show... A girl called...
Ambreen Razia.
Ambreen Razia didn't answer the phone when we called her for the interview.
Oh.
So,
right.
So as you know, when that happens...
She's got to get a phone call.
No, that's not...
Sure now.
That's not what we do. As you know, when that happens, we call Barry for the next 15 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what happens. That's
what
anyone
we always
doesn't
do.
Answer... What if someone doesn't turn up as well? What do we do?
So do you want to explain yourself, mate?
Yeah, why didn't you answer at 2:30 last week?
Hang on. That's not fair.
Why?
We wanted to talk about your play, Diary of a Hounslow Girl.
Yeah.
All right.
What happens in your
rubbish.
Play?
Nothing. Just to pay a tax bill, really. I hope she doesn't hear this.
Oh, hang on, mate. I've got to put a song on.
Stay there, Barry. We have a little alarm now.
I'll put a short one on. This one's only 2:20-21. Just stay there, mate. I'm putting you on hold. That was Cannonball by Yuck.
Cannonball?
No, Cannonball,
oh,
it was
right.
called, by Yuck.
That was for Kretmeister.
Can you make Barry louder in my ear?
Yeah,
I can't
sure,
really
yeah,
hear
yeah.
him very well.
Speaking of not being able to hear me, I heard every word of that when you were playing your song.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, no, that was the joke, mate. That was
all right.
That's what the joke was.
Yeah.
Well, right, when sorry. I said, I'm so glad Barry can't hear me now because he's a right prick, that bloke. That's what the joke was.
Yeah, because we don't think you're a prick. We like you.
Was that? I knew that you could hear me. That was the joke of it, Barry.
All right. Well, okay.
You sat there getting really upset.
No, I'm just like, I could hear all this. I could hear Nat talking about when we met in London.
Yeah, no.
And Will. We hung out with Will, didn't we?
Yeah, it was great. I met Will down at the Chortle Awards.
Yeah, that was when you went to the Chortle Awards and lost the parapod there at the award.
Yeah, we're trying to get a parapod and award, but we lost it to QI.
No, you lost it for us because you turned up.
Oh, really?
No.
Right.
Yeah. But QI did give a special mention to the parapod on stage. Said how much they liked it, nice, so that was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, they seemed like a nice bunch.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Speaking of a nice bunch, Barry, Nat's took a bra off.
Oh, has she?
Oh, God.
She's still got a top on, but she's took a bra off underneath.
Sometimes bras are uncomfortable.
But then she's put a cardi over it, so we can't have a good look.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough of this passive sexism.
Yeah.
Why? So what went on last week, mate, with this interview that that girl didn't pick the phone up for?
I don't know. What was she called again?
Ambreen Razia.
Ambreen, right, okay.
She wasn't called Ambrosia, mate, now.
Right. I don't know. Have you had a word with a PR on that?
Yes.
Well, I tell them not to bother. I say just leave them. Just don't bother with it. It's wasting time because we're not on a run now, so that's a waste of time. But have you been speaking with
them? Who have you got this week?
Well, Barry, it's right up your street, mate. And, and do you know what? You'll be... when you hear this, you'll be like, do you know what? Ray would love that.
Go on.
When you hear who the guest is today...
Okay.
I think it's pronounced Kira. Will, the assistant producer, seems to think it's Sierra. Either way, it's either Kira or Sierra Lynch, who is an online humiliatrix. And what she does is she charges vulnerable men selling her piss, hair, poo,
and
the contents of her bathroom bin. To and I quote, internet weirdos.
Guess how much people pay for her poo, Barry?
Tenner.
What's amazing now is Barry then thought, what would I pay?
Yeah, so you'd pay a tenner.
He sat there and went, oh, what would I pay for poo?
But people pay £2,800 for her poo.
Is she fit?
Will says,
What is that, Barry?
She's well fit, Barry.
You've got to stop this, mate. This objectification of people. You can't just go, is she fit?
So if she's fit, you'd buy her poo, but if she wasn't, you wouldn't buy her poo.
I'd go 3.5, Barry.
3.5?
Oh, real? Right.
No, you mean 3.5 grand, not three... Is that you mean?
3.5 grand for the shit, yeah.
I don't reckon anyone has ever paid 2,800 for her shit.
Well, we'll ask her.
I think that's a lie.
Yeah?
And also, she says, men pay 2,800 for my poo, which implies more than one person has done that.
That's true. I don't believe
that for a second.
I actually like more the financial domination service for men who get turned on by her pocketing money from their bank accounts and getting nothing in return. That sounds... What?
The other quote. That's the thing. Literally just take money out of your bank account as a sexual thrill.
No.
Is it?
It is. That's the thing, man. That's the thing. Yeah, absolutely is.
Financial domination.
Yeah. It's to do with sort of humiliation and stuff. So it's
like partners like that.
It's so there. But do you get off on that? Do you get off on it?
Definitely not.
Well, it's a customer first offered a £70 to send in some of her shit.
Right.
And then it said here she upped the price to £2,800, and the punter kept paying.
Yeah. Someone paid £180 for a bottle of her urine. That would be okay to sell that, wouldn't it?
For £180,
I don't pay that.
I think the whole thing is, I don't know who I side with here at all.
If people are willing to pay for it and it's a genuine fetish, then
no, but it's still exploitation. Yeah. It's financial exploitation.
But then they could just say, "I'm not going to pay that amount of money," but they choose to pay it.
Yeah, but the fact, kind of, but you've also got them psychologically over a barrel, because if he originally paid £70 for some shit, how would you then up it to £2,800?
I don't know. I don't know what cuckolding means.
I'll Google it.
I know what it means.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I've got Barry saying I've heard of the word. I've got Will saying I'll Google it, and you saying you don't. I know what it means. I'll just tell you.
Tell me.
It's like just being beholden to someone. It's like being sort of, again, over a barrel, you're cuckolding a man.
Okay, what's toilet slavery?
I mean, have a guess, man.
You just have to make them clean your toilet with their tongue or something.
Potentially, that could be one
okay,
of the things.
Okay, then what's vor?
What?
What is vor?
What are you for?
V-O-R-E. Vor.
I don't know.
It is a fetish for being swallowed and eaten and digested.
What?
What?
She does that.
Well, she eats people.
She caters to various fetishes.
How are we like fucking five or six episodes into this new series and you're booking me fucking cannibals? How's it come to that? Who runs out of guests so quickly that they go, fucking hell, who do I get next? Fucking a female Hannibal Lecter. At what point did you read her bio and go, that's perfect?
It's quite interesting to me about fetishes.
I will talk about fetishes happily.
Right.
But not with just someone who wants to eat people.
No, she doesn't actually, like, literally.
Why don't you fucking get us on the phone to Broadmoor? We'll ask Sutcliffe about what he got up to.
It's a fetish.
See, that's how it's interesting.
It's a fetish. Not
tell us when you were murdering them women. Apparently you were wanking as well. Was it a fetish, was it, Peter?
It's not real.
If he answers the fucking phone.
A fetish is just... It's a fetish. Like, I have a desire. I have a kind of... What's the word I'm thinking
of? We know
of?
What a fetish is.
A sexual thing. But for thinking like I'm...
Are you explaining what a fetish is?
But I mean, she's not actually eating people and then digesting them, is she? Because that would be illegal.
No, but take this back further. Okay. Why did you book this fucking woman?
Because I thought it was interesting that I'd like
Well, then go and talk to her in your own private life. Don't fucking cuckold me into having to speak to her.
Oh, God, I can tell you something along those lines.
Please do.
I know someone.
Bear in mind, Barry, this is going on the radio.
Yeah, yeah, so maybe don't name them.
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah. Ray, you know who she is as well. She used to sell like worn shoes on the internet, like shoes that she'd been wearing.
That's all right.
Oh, and cool. She people would buy them, and like she'd had like toenail clippings as well and things like that.
Yeah,
fine.
Right, and she cleaned up as well, didn't she?
She made a fortune. Do you know who I'm talking
about? Yeah.
Right,
your mum.
Do you know why she stopped it? Really?
You brought it on, mate.
I think that's okay. There should be. I would pay someone to break in shoes for me.
No. They're not. She's not sending her shoes for somebody to walk around in and then send them back.
Wanking into a shoe, I get that.
No one's mentioned wanking at any point. You've made that jump.
Well, why else do you?
Yeah.
What's a sniff?
Possibly.
Okay,
to sniff
fine.
While you're wanking, maybe.
Oh, have you ever heard of a term called? I discovered this the other night. Iglooing.
What?
Do you know about this?
Why have
Barry
I been,
does.
Why have I been made into your experimental presenter? Why am I broaching your curiosity?
Because I'm learning some new things.
But why can't you learn that on your own, in your own time? Why are you utilising me?
Because you're good on the sex talk.
Well, then just ask me now. I'll tell you. But you don't have to book someone on my show for us to talk about this.
Okay. But I think we should talk to her and find out.
I don't think I'm
going to
like her.
Well, we don't know that, do we? Don't judge a book by its cover.
She'll act all flirty, guarantee
you. Do you reckon?
She'll come on all flirty, is what she'll do, and then she'll tweet me asking me to pay £5,000 for fucking a bit of period blood.
Oh, she doesn't sell that. No one's mentioned that. No one's mentioned that she sells
period blood. Why is everyone reacting to period blood, but nobody reacted to shit?
Yeah, I'd rather have blood. If you had to, not necessarily period blood, but if you had to have one of the two, you'd go blood, wouldn't you?
What's the difference?
I'd go shit.
Would you?
This is unbelievable.
Smell. The smell straight
this
away.
This is fucking... Barry, can we just start the PowerPoint again?
I'd go shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? Why are you joining in with it?
Why would you go shit?
Thank you, Barry.
No, Barry, but why would you go shit?
Why are we having this conversation?
Thank you, Barry.
I don't know. It's just the way... Like, when you said poo, she sells poo, I didn't react to that. But as soon as you said that about blood, I gipped a bit.
But that's because you got a fetish for shit.
I haven't. I really haven't.
It sounds like you have, mate.
Would you get poo or wee?
We're talking about a sandwich here, mate.
You'd always get wee.
You get wee, all right. What about wee or sperm?
Hang on. Where's the wee from?
They're both from the same places.
The same person, yeah.
Right, well, in that case, it's a bloke's wee, in which case I'm out. I'm not bothered.
All right, what about...
Just take a breath now, because you're missing... trust me, I know now. Having done the Parapod with Barry for a long time, I now know when to be quiet.
Okay.
That was a moment where we should have been quiet.
Why?
And just let him spoke.
I've got another one, though.
No, just let him speak. Okay. Trust me on this.
Go on, Barry.
So, Barry...
Yeah?
We were... What you said in a roundabout way there was that you'd be interested in piss as long as it's not from a bloke.
If I had to have something in the post turn up, I would pick wee, but from a lass.
Right.
Not from a bloke. You said spunk. Women don't make spunk. Therefore, have to be from a man. Now, I don't want that. And sometimes the postman opens your post. You know when things happen, you just be like, "Ah, oh. I get nervous about postcards."
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
No, can you explain it some more?
No, I think that's it.
No, I actually don't know what you mean.
What? If I had to have something off this woman,
what
would I
what
have?
What woman? The one where the guest?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Then you go wee, and then poo, and then the other.
What was the other?
Blood.
Oh, it's period blood, right, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you should actually offer him period blood. I think that's just something that I just said as I was talking.
Oh, I bet she would. Ask her.
You want me to open this interview with, would you give Barry Dodds some of your period blood?
She's selling shit on the internet. She's got no morals at all. So don't start thinking, oh, I don't want to offend her.
Why are we blaming her for the morals? Well, surely it's the person who's offering to buy the shit that's also equally morally... I mean, we're fucking skipping that song.
Oh, thank God.
We're skipping that
right.
Song. We're skipping it.
No.
We're skipping that song, Barry. So go on. It's not her that's morally repugnant, if you want to look at it that way. It's everyone involved in the transaction, isn't it? You can't blame it all on her.
I suppose not. I suppose she's just filling the gap in the market. She's, yeah. I mean, good on her. I mean, if anything, Dragon's Den would be my next move. Because that is one episode everyone would tune in for.
How would you envisage that happening? What would happen?
Do you know what? I don't even
want
to go into it.
Tell me. She comes up the staircase.
Yeah. With that... Yeah, because she... You don't have a chat with that goblin thing that lives downstairs first. Do you know who I mean?
Yeah.
The one with the lazy eye.
Yeah, he was on my radio show once.
Oh, really? Has he got a lazy eye?
Which one's that?
Only slightly lazy eye.
Is
but
it
he was a really nice man, and he did it for free. The Radio 4 show.
Oh, really?
He did it for absolutely for free. Yeah, really nice.
All right, okay, right. I'm sorry. I feel bad for what I said. So they have a chat to him. She goes upstairs. You know how they like set like up a table or something?
Yeah. Mm.
She just puts down like a big waterproof mat, and Bannatyne's like, "What is going on here?" And then
why Bannatyne specifically?
He'd be the one who would kick up the most fuss.
Now, I'm going to, again, because I know you a bit now, Barry, I'm going to opt for the idea that he's the only one you can remember. And I'm going to put that idea to the test by asking you to name the other dragons. Was I right?
There's, what's she called, that woman?
No, you can't have that woman, because that wouldn't have worked when you say, so... Am I right?
Pete Jonas? Is that one?
Pete Jonas?
No, that's a comic.
Was I right, Barry?
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, okay, so carry on with your story. So,
but that's when they'd like fade to like the thing, like tune in tonight. As soon as she comes in, puts the rug down, they fade like tonight, 9:30, extra late Dragon's Den. The rest I don't want to imagine. I'd rather just think of the trailer for the programme.
But you are saying you do have an interest in buying poo and wee, just not poo and blood.
Absolutely not. I've no interest.
I think when we're talking about wee, you seem to sort of come alive a little bit then. You seemed up for the piss. That's what it sounded like to me.
It's just not as bad.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not into it. I've never been with anyone who's into it. Mm. I know people who have been into it.
Yeah.
Because there was a situation.
Now, what part of you thinks I'm not going to press you on that? Let's hear it. Right. No names. Just give me the gist of it.
I used to live. Do you know what? No, nobody comes out of this story well. Let's leave that.
No, that. How can we? How can we leave that with that cliffhanger there now? Piss anger. Come on. You used to live just with.
I used to live with like a group of people.
Yeah.
Right. That makes it. That sounds like a cult, right? No, they weren't like that. Okay. It was just like a group of people.
Yeah.
Who it was comics.
Okay.
I can say that. And one of them was quite adventurous with his missus.
Right.
Right. And
which one?
My missus.
Go on. And your missus?
No, my missus at the time.
Yeah.
She lived in London. And she came up to where I lived at the time. I don't live there now. Frankly, that house has got bad memories to it, probably because of this. She came up. My mate and his missus had a night of it. The next day, we're getting ready to go to a party. And we went into his room. And he was offering some illegal drugs round. You know, very bad. Right, not my sort of thing.
What ones?
Coke.
I don't know. That's not legal, that, mate.
And everyone was.
You're thinking of these, mate. These are illegal, mate. Coke's fine. I've got coke in the fridge right now.
He told me that basically I'd been sat in a puddle of his piss. Because he'd and everybody who was snorting drugs off his floor was doing this, was like snorting it. And I've got OCD. I wanted to rip.
I mean,
my
don't show off about your computer, mate.
I wanted to rip the skin from my body. I was so mortified.
Mm. Right.
Because he'd had a great night of it, hadn't cleaned up.
I mean, what was he doing? What was a great night of it? What, were they just both standing on the bed, just weeing on the floor?
Just pissing on each other.
Oh, I see, oh, right, okay. I see you hadn't explained that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry, I thought that was,
Why would they do that? What do they do when they do that?
I've absolutely no idea.
Well,
have
a guess, guess it.
Because this is what I wondered, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're a bloke, you can't have a wee with a stonk on.
So, that's not strictly true though, mate.
You can't.
Look, well, you can.
Can you?
Well, I can.
I can't.
Well, there we go. This is one of our many differences.
Hang on, Will, can you?
Yeah, I can, but the direction's not necessarily guaranteed.
Yeah.
Isn't that the first thing in the morning where you always have a stonk on? You
might have a bit of blood in it, yeah.
Blood?
I don't mean in the pee, I mean a bit of blood in your penis.
Oh, right, but then you...
Still a bit swollen, like.
But do you wake up every morning...
That's the other thing I never get.
Hang on, well, you never get what?
Everyone goes on about getting morning blood, and I've never had that.
So at the moment, it seems like the fault is with your penis, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned now.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to affect your daily life, is it? That you can't,
no, but it might
you can't
be
have a piss with an
wrong.
Ard on. It could mean that, but I very much doubt it, Barry. I doubt there's anything wrong. I mean, it's not as easy to piss with, you know, what did you call it? Stonk on.
Yeah, I was trying not to be crude. But then again, we're talking about somebody paying for people's shit on the internet. I presume it's on the internet anyway.
I don't know.
Not like
the
local shops or so.
I'd say it's more, you know, you have to have a minute to be able to do, not a minute, but, you know, you have to sort of think it through before you piss through a hard cock. But it is possible, mate.
What's happened to me Monday night?
What since you started doing that? You should have thought about all this, mate, when your mate didn't answer the phone last week.
True.
Right, yeah, that's her fault. Nat, can you take some of this heat from me? I feel really uncomfortable.
I was going to ask, this is a genuine question. So if you can go for a wee with a stonk on, could you have a stonk on and then go for a...
Stonk on, where's
right,
stonk
a hard,
on?
A hard on, hard on. An erection. Right. Could you go for a number two?
You can, but what?
You catch it on the lid.
Well, he's sort of right.
What's that mean?
Well, in order to do a sit-down toilet, as you say, you're not going to be able to get your penis pointing down into the bowl, are you, if you're doing that? And when you do a poo, you do a wee as well, so...
No, I don't mean that.
To dip it down.
I mean, could you have an erection whilst you're doing a poo?
No, what do you think I was talking about?
Well, you're shitting. You've got to shit on the toilet. You're not going to shit on the floor unless you're this woman.
So if you sat on the toilet...
Yeah.
Right? Imagine now you've got a penis, Nat.
Okay.
Or just get yours out.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, it's hard, okay?
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's
so
pointing
here we
upwards.
Go. Get this drink. It's my aloe vera drink.
Okay, can I hold it?
Get that. Now hold it where your penis would be. Okay.
Can I try? I actually would like to try some of this. Can I try it before we...
What, you want to drink from your cock?
Yeah.
Well, do the... P- penis thing first.
Okay, all right.
So hold it there where it would be. It's fine, just put it where it would be. That's fine.
My penis would be here.
Yeah. Now, you sat on the toilet now, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's quite hard, isn't it, that bottle?
That is hard. It's also green.
Yeah. So could you now, when you're going to be doing this poo, you're going to be weeing as well, aren't you? Yes, you are.
There's no guarantee for that.
There is. You will wee at the same time as you poo.
Okay, I mean,
you will,
Barry.
Yeah.
Do you every time you go for a poo? Do you do a wee?
It always comes out.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, it does.
Right.
Right. Okay. So
that's the one function his cock appears to do fine.
Right. Okay. Now, my question is though.
Yes.
If I'm gonna do a wee.
Yes.
Should my penis not be down there?
Yes,
into
it
a
should.
Bowl?
Yes,
but
it should.
But at the moment, it's up here.
You can't, can
so
you?
So it's erect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the point we're making to you.
So where is I can't just wee all over the bathroom.
But if you're gonna have a poo, you'll have to.
Okay.
So you don't. What I'm saying is, yes, you are capable of doing a poo when you have an erection.
Right.
But logistically, it's a nightmare.
But what if you then?
Nobody has headphones on the cock.
Got a bowl, so you were just like wee into the bowl.
How much do you need this shit?
I don't know. So what? Okay, fine.
Wait a minute?
So just go for the wee first, then.
What are you on about?
I'm saying.
None of us here are saying that I'll tell you what, when you're getting hard on, isn't it awful when you desperately need a shit at that point? What we're saying is you could biologically do a shit with an erection,
yeah.
But if you do, you can't put, what I said fucking 20 minutes ago,
yeah.
You can't put your penis into the
toilet
bowl.
Because it's too stiff.
Because it's hard and standing up.
Right, but then Barry just said every time you go for a poo, you do a bit of wee.
That's what I'm telling you.
So
bit are you not understanding?
Where's the wee?
How is Barry Dodds the fucking cleverest person in this conversation?
Where does the wee go is what I'm saying.
It would go everywhere.
Right, so
everywhere.
So every time, every man that goes to the bathroom, you splash all over.
No, we're saying that would be the reason that you wouldn't have a poo when you've got an erection. That's the reason why. We're saying biologically you could,
okay.
But you wouldn't do that because you'd piss all over the bathroom floor.
What if you were on the toilet?
Or onto Barry lay down, it seemed, from how he's been talking tonight.
What if you were on the toilet, flaccid? Toilet doors open.
Right, so your question is...
You're having a poo.
Yeah.
Right? Who's really hot? Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
She walks into the bathroom. Would you get an erection?
Well, it depends whether you're talking about me or a fucking Labrador. I would manage to not get an erection if Scarlett Johansson was there.
What if she was naked?
What? I'm not 12.
Okay, yeah. Will would, he said.
No, Will was miming, licking a tit.
He was, yeah, yeah.
But even that, that wouldn't. And that's my drink that you're fucking faking fellatio on at the moment.
Can I have a sip of...
You can have the whole fucking bottle given what you've done with it.
Can I try it, please?
Ooh. This is the stupidest night of my life.
I can't believe you're drinking that water.
It's aloe vera water.
I know.
I can't believe I'm getting the most sense out of Barry Dodds.
This sperm is funky.
This is unbelievable.
It's a funny taste. I'm not going to lie. It's a funny taste.
Unbelievable.
Have you ever tried an aloe vera drink before, Barry?
I haven't. It sounds a bit poncy, that.
It is.
Have you tried? Have you drunk it?
It tastes like
marzipan.
Why is it poncy? It's not more expensive than any other drink.
Is it not?
It's just another drink on the market is all it is.
I wasn't miming fellatio either.
You were. He was filming it just now. You actually were.
You're having a lick on the helmet.
That's what you were doing now.
It was the lid, not the helmet.
No, but the helmet off the...
Well, Barry, thank you for joining us for Sexy Talk.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I was going to get good value out of you, but it turned out it's made my life a bit more of a misery.
It was good.
Sorry.
Although, what did I say to you all? When we were there then, what did I say about Barry? There's a time to
be
shut
quiet,
up.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
When I told you all to be quiet, did we get gold?
We did. Can I have one more question for Barry?
Go for it.
How do you think, Barry? Because obviously she's in America.
Yeah, that's a good question.
She posted.
That was a good question. How do you think, Barry?
No, she's in America.
How can you think without a brain?
She is in America.
Oi.
She posts it.
Yeah,
how does it get posted? Do you freeze it? Or, I mean, if say like she's in America and she's posting it to Sweden or somewhere, you'd have to freeze it, wouldn't you? Or like if it's urine or... bits of your body that she's eaten, I don't know. Like, how would you get it in the post?
Can I just before you answer this,
what?
Barry,
can
I just point out something that Nat said that was stupid?
No.
If you freeze something and put it in the post,
it melts.
It doesn't stay frozen.
Yes, but I mean, you can't just post a fresh poo and pop it in the post.
So you're just freezing it just to get it past customs?
Yeah, because how
so
else...
So you're going, right, I'll freeze it now, then I'm going to the post office fast.
Yeah, but how else are you going to get it in the mail?
Well...
What I would do is I get one of those, you know, those little tubs you get from the Chinese.
Yeah.
Just one of them.
Bit of Tupperware.
Why is no one suggesting a specimen tube?
Oh, yeah. Vacuum pack.
If you went to the doctors and they said, when you come in next, we're going to do some bloods and stuff, bring a sample of your pee in as well.
Yeah.
What would you do? Just cup it in your hands and run to the doctor?
Is that not...
What would you do? What would you do?
I normally just, like, put it in a mug or something.
A mug?
Normally.
What? Yeah, two things there, Dodds, yeah. You normally put it in a mug. Barry, if you have to take a urine sample to the doctors, what do you do?
Talk to the doctors, get the little thing with the white lid.
Again, this is...
I can't wee into that. It goes over my hands. I don't like it.
Oh, thank you. What a time.
What do you mean it goes over your hands?
Because it's quite small when you pop it, and then you have to put it in the toilet to wee, and then you just end up dribbling on your hands. Well, not dribbling, that comes from your mouth, obviously. I mean, trickling.
What? Who comes in your mouth? What are you talking about?
You can get ones with funnels, you know.
Oh really?
God almighty. Yeah. Oh. Do you want to just take over this show, Barry?
Funnel one. That would be a good idea, actually.
It's all right, money, but you have to record two a day.
Well, not all every right, day. Man. Not every day.
Fucking
I've got enough on with a Parapod available now on iTunes.
Sorry, so you're using my show to promote my product?
Yeah, might as well.
I love that you did it like you were doing it on the sly. As if I was going to stop you. Well, never mind promoting stuff that I'm in. It's finished now, mate. The Parapod.
No, there's one more still to come. Listen back to the wall.
There isn't. 2 weeks ago, that was.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Pre-record.
Oh, it's weird thinking you're in a different time.
So so we can now openly discuss the fact that you screamed on the Parapod.
I did, I screamed.
I played it for Will earlier on. He heard
it.
Oh, great.
You're right now, Barry.
Yeah, I'm all right. I was sat reading something that was quite frightening. It was about how to summon a devil or something.
I wasn't there, because Barry had told me to go to bed.
Were you together?
On my own.
We were recording the Parapod.
Oh, right, he said go to bed.
Yeah.
And then what happened, mate?
Maybe put the headphones on, because he listens to headphones, because he listens to the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, right, put them on. And I've never had them on before, so it was weird. It was really weird hearing my own voice. So I had that, and I was concentrating.
It's basically normally when he talks, he can't hear his own voice.
Yeah. But you can't, can you?
What are you talking about?
You can't hear your own voice.
What?
You can't.
Can you hear your voice now?
No.
What? Yes?
Well, take your headphones off and try it.
You can't hear your own voice as you talk.
Not like when I've got headphones on.
Yeah, he's right. You don't know what you sound like sometimes unless you record yourself.
Yeah.
Mm.
I disagree with all of this.
Yeah, take your headphones off and speak.
What do you mean? Well, it's exactly the same.
How do you think you sound?
Exactly the same.
But don't you always sound different when you listen to yourself back?
What?
No, but you know the sound of your own voice now. It's true, if you don't, it's a very shocking experience.
Yeah.
If you don't know the sound of your own voice?
Yeah.
Barry, can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
When we were doing this recording you're talking about, how many episodes had we recorded up until then?
Lord.
It was 32.
Mm. All right. Oh, wow. Okay.
Had you not listened back to any of them?
I listened to them once, and I find the experience generally too painful.
But don't you hear your voice when you do that?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So it shouldn't be a massive shock, should it?
But not when it's coming out your mouth. Like, I can't hear me now.
Right. Anyway, carry on saying what happened.
Because I can hear me on
board. Don't fuck your signals going. Thank God for that.
Barry? Are you there, Barry?
Yeah, where have you gone?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Only just.
I'm here.
Go on.
Oh, yeah. And then I was reading something about how someone, and he'd snuck out in front of the house and banged on the window, like, as hard as he could, like, shut the window, and it made me jump so much, I just launched out.
He did jump in the air. He was sat on the sofa, and he jumped in the air.
Proper jump.
And he did a scream that was like, do you know in The Elephant Man when they show John Merrick his own face?
Yes.
There's that horrible bit where Michael Elphick holds a mirror up to him and he does that really high pitched scream.
Mm.
Barry did three of them.
Wow. Can you do one now, Barry? Don't pretend your phone's not working. We know. Oh, look at that.
It's gone.
He's done that on purpose.
Bye, Barry.
But his phone cutting off surely means that's also some added weeks on, doesn't it? Oh.
Look at that.
He put the phone down on us. That's rude.
Barry Dodds dropped off. He basically got to the point in the conversation and thought, do you know what? I'm not going to get any piss out of this. Just went.
I'm glad it's over.
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
That what?
Why is that so loud?
Because we just turned it up for the clips over the song, didn't
that
we?
That came in so loud.
Yeah, because...
On the recording as well, I can see it.
Try it now, loud. When it's normal.
What do you mean try it now?
It's, I turned
it's already
it up.
On it, it's done.
Yeah, but I know, but I mean I turned it up. Because,
right. Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
We've already definitely... It's happened already.
Okay.
That was the Smiths, I know it's over.
Yeah, for Robin.
For Robin.
Rating for you?
I don't want to, because there's a decent chance he'll be dead by the time this comes out.
Morrissey?
There? Yeah.
No.
Good shout.
That's a good shout.
It's a good shout.
I reckon.
Should I put him up?
Sorry, yeah,
should
I will.
Turn back. Him up? No,
he's
I don't think...
He's not well, he's not well.
I know
man,
he's
Morrissey.
Not well, but...
Can I go we'll with Madonna?
No.
Can you go with Madonna?
Madonna.
I think you're aiming a bit high there.
No, look at the problems she's got in her life at the moment.
What's that? What are they?
Kids. Who knows what's going on in them performances?
She's fine. She's healthy.
What's going on?
I'm sorry, Nat.
She's trying to kill off Madonna now.
There needs to be an intervention otherwise for me.
What's
she's
she
gone.
Doing?
What do
you
mean?
Not seen her on stage grabbing people's tits left, right and centre?
What? Oh, yeah. Well, not the centre one. There's not one in the centre, is there?
Do you mean that she... Oh, you don't mean she's going to be dead? You just mean she needs help, yeah?
No, I reckon she'll be the next one.
No.
Because she appears to be trouble to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I think she's... my take on it, to be serious for a moment, my take on it would be Madonna, that she's... she basically has been... I was going to say got away with murder all her life, but it's not that. She's because of the of how famous she is, she can do what she wants. So she doesn't. It doesn't even cross her mind that she couldn't just shove her tongue down someone's throat because she's never been pulled up on anything ever.
No.
So it's probably more that really. Yeah. I don't think that's necessarily indicative of impending death.
No,
it's just that the kids as well.
Yeah, but
what? She's fucking kids.
No.
What's right. No, I don't know what you're saying. What?
No,
she's had issues with her son, isn't she, Rocco?
Oh, is she? What's going on there?
He chose to live in the UK with his dad, Guy Ritchie, and he didn't want to go on tour with her and live with her. And they had a court case.
Is his dad Guy Ritchie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had a court case, and then the judge was just a bit like, "You two are adults, sort it out yourself. This is ridiculous." Right. So she's come over here to sort of mend fences with Rocco.
There's weight to that statement, but at the same time. They could turn and say, "No, you're the fucking judge. Yeah. That's why we're here. You make the judgment.
Yeah,
just because you think we should grow up, it's like it doesn't matter. We're in court for you to make a judgment.
Yeah.
So you think that means that she's going to die soon?
No, I don't think she is. I predict that she's not.
Or the bloke that in is it John Dyson?
John Dyson.
Yeah.
The Hoover man.
I don't think John Dyson would like to be described as the Hoover man.
Well, it's quite a big occasion.
Dyson's again hand dryers as well.
No, Hoover's actually
Hoover's
a
company.
Yeah, it's a trademark.
Okay,
isn't
sorry,
it?
Yeah.
The vacuum cleaner.
I reckon him.
So you think the man who invented the Dyson is going to?
He's next.
Is next.
Why?
Always looks gaunt.
He looks gaunt.
Yeah.
That's actually a good call on who'll be next. Fingers crossed.
No.
Coming eye, what?
I thought I was just trying to change the subject.
What?
Because you said before, I said I wouldn't like somebody to come in my eye, which is true, because there's a clip where they say that. And you said, save that for a minute.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
We literally were talking about this during the Smiths. I said I wouldn't like somebody
to... Why you had to shout, come in eye, to get my attention?
That's just what I say when... I say it all the time when
she's
I need
been
to...
been possessed.
But because I said something that was, like, vaguely... You took a certain way that may not have even been meant that way.
No.
You decided what I meant by that.
I haven't decided.
You did. And you were right. But... So you now the safe word for this show is come in my eye?
Yeah.
And then are we meant to? Is that what...
No, I'd rather you didn't.
Why?
Because I don't think anybody... I mean, do you think there will be a fetish?
Oh, yeah. People at least see it all the time on the porn vids, don't you?
There will be something about someone... I would love someone to ejaculate into my eye.
Right.
But khaki parties, they love it.
They would in the eyes, though, would they?
And do you like that?
To be honest, no one's ever done it in my eye.
No one's come in your eye?
No.
But your face.
No one's ever done it in my eye.
I didn't even have to say anything. This is amazing.
Have you done it?
That's coming in my own eye.
No, that's somebody. That is somebody who you're in charge of in a business.
I know, it's just asked you.
At work, has anyone ever come in your face?
Right, which
would be absolute all the ground you'd need for a sexual harassment case.
Luckily, it's been recorded as well.
Yeah, you could just say.
She was pulling my tongue earlier.
The reason we. I think that's slightly different to asking your boss if anyone's ever come in her face.
What if I said yes? What's your answer to that?
Well, what is your answer to it, Nat?
No, the
question's out there now.
Not on my face, no.
What?
No, I don't want someone to do that on my face.
No, whether you want them to or not, has anyone ever done it?
No.
Never?
No. Not on my face.
How old are you?
25? Well, not on my face.
How old are you, though?
Oh, that's quick. Bloody hell, that can't be right.
That's fucking lucky, isn't it? The reason for it is because we didn't have one, because we missed two, the seeming quicker.
It's not that weird.
I'm sticking with this conversation.
Have you ever asked to come on someone's face? Either of you?
I've never asked to.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever asked anybody.
So you've just done it?
Well, I've played the team in front of me.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you don't have to ask.
Yeah, but you'd be like... If someone's looking at your face and like winking and doing it, then you
wait,
just...
So what are they doing?
They're just like looking at your face and they're looking
winking back. Winking and doing what?
Having like, a stroke.
Just like ready to arrive.
What do you mean?
Just point them down to the chest.
Oh, I see. So what? Am I just wanking?
You could be inside of somebody.
Right.
But there's a moment where you're like, okay, this is happening. And if what? They're just like winking at you and wanting to look at your... like. Can I come on your face?
I mean, I'd say that like the normal time where that would happen would be a different sexual act, wouldn't it?
Not wanking.
Well, if you're implying I've been caught having a wank and then I thought, well, while you're here.
No! A lot of men find it very sexy some women find it sexy too as well, actually, to do that and then to say, can I please ejaculate on one of your body parts?
A lot of people find it sexy when somebody says, can I please ejaculate on one of your body
I'm
parts?
I'm trying to not make it too filthy. But I mean, it's
Well, you'll have to make it actually real.
The chest is a popular location for men to do. Everyone's had a sperm on the chest.
Okay.
Everyone in this room?
When you say everyone, I've got like nephews and stuff that are like, what are you writing down?
Nothing.
What did she write down?
Sperm on chest.
Oh, she got to time it, so do you know when to say it?
I know. That's my new safe word, sperm on chest.
Not everyone has, but everyone who's been in a sexual situation may have.
Why do men like, men love that? Men love doing that.
I think men like coming generally.
Yeah, but particularly they'll be like, can I please come on your boobs?
I don't know what people you've met who go, can I please come on your boobs?
They've not phrased
please
it like
I
that.
Please may I ejaculate on one
obviously,
of your body parts?
I'm not.
It sounds like you've been dating fucking serial killers, mate.
I mean, yeah.
These are really weird questions.
They don't say it like that. Obviously, they're in the moment. It's a bit,
what
dirty,
do they say
it's
in
a
the
bit
moment?
Dirtier.
What do they say?
I mean...
We're having a grown-up conversation, so tell me.
Oh, you sexy bitch. Can I come on your tits?
Somebody called you a sexy bitch? Have you heard that or are you imagining that?
No, I've heard that.
Right, okay. You sexy bitch. Can I come on your tits?
Rhymes a bit.
Come on, Alan.
Now, have they been saying this? Were they just saying this in the pub, or was this like once you started
doing
sexy stuff?
Just over dinner.
Right.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow. And look, I know I get called like.
No, it wasn't over dinner.
I mean, I'm amazed it didn't say in your mouth, given how much you would have been talking. What? What was your response to that? Well, this gentleman asked you, said, oh, so you paid your compliment, are you sexy bitch?
Yeah, which is quite hot, actually.
And then said, you sexy bitch? Yeah, there we go. And then said, can I come in your tits? And did you go, oh, certainly, sir. Or, no, thank you, gentleman.
No, sir.
I've said both of those responses.
No, thank you. You said no, thank you.
I've said not right now. Or I've said, yeah. What? Yeah. I said, yeah. It's like,
how
yeah.
did you say it?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and what did they say?
Well, I didn't say anything, just did it.
Oh, immediately?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's weird, isn't it, sex?
Well, yeah, it is a bit weird.
Well, it is. I think it is when you imagine Nat being part of it.
Oh,
I think,
stop it.
Oh, right, come on.
No, I'm genuinely intrigued by what goes on in your adult mind. Because it's like, I don't think there's anything weird about it. You say, oh, men like coming on tits, but...
Yeah, they do. Don't you, Will?
Pop, cut. Oh, I'm all right with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we've had this discussion with other presenters from here in the pub, and we were talking about this, and we were talking about why do men like doing it? Do you remember? And you were all like, yeah, we love doing it. So
I think if
this isn't a new conversation.
What are these parties you have when I'm not here?
Oh,
all the other presenters went to the pub and talked about how they like coming on tits.
It just came up with some sex talk, and then one of the things was like, why do men like doing that? And they were like, yeah, it's really sexy.
And what
sexy.
Was the conclusion? Why do men like
it's
doing
just,
that?
just kind of sexy. It's really.
I think if the girl's got a certain
breast size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so they've got to be big boobs.
Yeah. No, not, do they? Or is it better?
I think it's more of a turn on for some men.
Hmm. But some men like small boobs too.
Yeah, some men, and that's why we're all different.
You can see that Will's panicking that he may have said something wrong, and now he's just waiting to find out whether he has or not.
No, no, I'm no, stand by that.
I don't think the size is necessarily important in this discussion.
No, 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 no.
So men have done that on your breast, Natalie. That's what we were getting to, wasn't it?
I mean, sure, I've done it on most women's breasts, yeah.
What, the men who you go with have done it on most women's breasts?
No, I mean that men, probably most men have done it on a woman's boobs.
No
before.
One's being accusatory at all.
Okay, fine.
You're the one who's acting like it's a...
Well, I bet you two
a
have.
Weird taboo.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What, we've come on each other's tits? That didn't happen at any point. You want to see the spike on this recording there when you left.
Sorry.
It's fine. Okay, well, yeah, well, of course.
Of course, it's always the aftermath is sometimes can be a bit weird.
Just lick it off.
No.
Oh, right.
No, 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 no.
What?
That's rank.
Is it rank?
Who's licking it off? You are licking it off the woman's boobs.
Either's fine.
You can't lick it off your own boobs.
Always got to have kitchen roll in your bedroom.
Why?
No. Double ply.
Why?
Always gets the job done.
Why?
Just gets the job done.
Would you be in a sexual situation, would you be desirous of a lady to take your seed in her mouth?
Do you say it like that? I love that.
No, I didn't, I'm asking Will.
I have been in the past, but it's not really something that's top of my agenda.
It's not be top of your agenda, but would that be something that's like, yeah, I would like her to do that?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
So you would expect her to do it, but you wouldn't do it yourself?
I'd do it, yeah.
So you'd have no problem licking your own cum off a girl's tits?
No, I
wouldn't. I personally wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay.
You wouldn't?
No, why would I?
Licking your own cum.
It's come from your body.
How can you expect somebody to take it in your mouth, but you wouldn't have it in your mouth?
Yeah, that's true. It's come from your own body, so it's part of you.
If you cut your finger, would you just lick the blood off it?
Yeah.
Without a thought?
Yeah.
Would you ask the woman to?
I think you're getting this argument all wrong now.
How
could you expect... No, that's a question. How can you expect somebody else to take it in their mouth, but you wouldn't take it in your own mouth?
I've only been part of this show for 4 weeks, and I'm learning quite a lot about myself.
Yeah. But you need to act on it as well,
no,
mate.
No, I have. Look, I acted on it from last week.
Okay, well then, when you're going your day, in a couple of days' time, will have been weeks ago now.
I'll have a wank tonight, and I'll lick it up, and I'll report back. How about that?
Perfect.
I'll take a fucking Marantz home with me, and then we'll have a laugh in the morning.
I tasted beer, not vagina. Yes. I've never tasted a vagina. Ask a question, please.
No, we've got an out. He's going to go over and have a wank and lick it off his chest.
That's true. Yeah. Need an alarm for that one. Yeah, that's good.
Is it finished?
Yes, it is, yes.
It has now.
It's a bit abrupt.
That was...
That's great.
What were they called? Brain Donor by Pagan Ass.
For Binky Nash.
Binky Nash.
Great name, great song choice.
You got your track.
Sounds a bit like the New York Dolls.
I wasn't probably listening to it, but it sounded all right.
No,
I'm going to give
really
it an 8.
Good. I'm going to give it a 10.
Oh, there we go.
I liked it.
8 out of 10. You missed in the when the song was on, Nat was revealing to me and Will just now. It's been very sexy, this show so far. Mm. Been a lot of sex talk. But hopefully that'll probably stop now with the next guest on the phone. But Nat just told us that she finds it quicker to swallow.
I didn't say that.
That's what you said.
I didn't actually say quicker.
You said it's less grief to just swallow it.
Well, I think it's rude to...
You said to me, would I be offended if a girl spat out cum if that had happened in her mouth?
Yeah.
And I said, no, it's neither end of there. Once it's out, it's out.
Right,
so
okay.
It doesn't matter. And then Will was getting all, like, teenagery and whiny about it and blushing.
Yeah.
And then me and you were saying that it's like, it's probably easy to just, like, bite the bullet. Just swallow it.
Down
it's gone.
One,
it's gone.
Yeah. It's like oysters. No one really likes it,
exactly.
But you just have to do it.
Exactly.
Don't taste it.
So that's why that's so.
You don't have to do it. I should clarify. As
no,
a feminist,
no, do
you don't
you
have
want.
To do it. You can do
feminist.
What you want
it's
to.
Not, feminism doesn't come into it. It's
no,
like,
you're right. It just says a
it's neither
being.
In there, is it?
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
You don't
want
to, don't do it.
Whatever you want, do what you want. But we would just say, I'm just letting people know that your take would be, just get it down you.
I think there's health benefits to it.
There's health benefits.
Yeah.
Right. We have Sierra Lynch on the phone.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm a bit sexed out, to be honest. It's been, we've had quite a long discussion about you already in your absence. Forgive us for that, but that's been happening. Because I was explaining...
Oh, all good things, I hope.
Well, up and down, but I was explaining to a friend of mine, your business, and he was trying to get his head around it. It was just on the phone to him, but we were broadcasting it at the same time. But yeah, it's inspired quite the discussion today, and it has been like... And this show has been an X-rated show.
Okay, right on.
Definitely, and that's...
Is this live, by the way, or is it pre-recorded?
We are all alive, but it's pre-recorded.
Oh, it's both?
This one's a pre-record, but we are all alive.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah, got it.
We're real human beings. the headline we have on your press release... Thank you for coming on, by the way. Appreciate that. The headline... It's not costing us anything, is it?
No.
We're not paying for this, are we?
I might send you an invoice a little later.
That's my worry, is if this gets all sexy with Sierra, then I don't want to be like...
No, it's not too sexy.
And for talking, it costs you 50 grand. That's not going to happen, is it? So we've got the headline we've got, but I'm not... We don't need to dwell on this at all, but it says men pay £2,800, mm-hmm. so sterling, for my poo. Humiliatrix makes a fortune from her hair, rubbish from bathroom bin and her own feces. That's the headline that we've got on the article we've got.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound... Do you think that sounds...
Yeah, I don't know pounds, but like 4,000 USD I sold my
shit for. That's a lot more then. That's a lot more than that.
Is that $4,000?
$2,800 is about $2,000, I think. Probably about $2,300. So more than that.
Yeah. And that's not to say it's like a regular thing, like I just have like all these buyers, but you know, three times I've sold it for that much.
can I just check as well? You're not like... This isn't like a drug smuggling thing, is it? It's not like... You're shitting out condoms full of heroin. It's not that.
No. I mean, you know, if I was doing drugs, I wouldn't want to draw attention to myself.
Exactly.
Right?
So it's just common a garden poo out your body, the same sort that you would just normally flush down the toilet.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. There's no gold in it or anything like that.
I don't think so.
You probably heard.
I think that might be worth more than gold.
Okay. Do you know what? You're probably right there. You probably heard some clicking in the microphone then. That's because Nat was miming something to me, but she's not got her head round the idea that when she goes,
I've got questions.
People can hear it. Nassie's my producer. She's got a question
for
you.
My first question. Hi.
Hello.
This might sound silly, but so when you're having a poo and you're about to sell it, do you have like a
just
special...
save a bit for yourself so
no,
you can sell
no,
it?
No, I was thinking like
so you can sell it on the sly.
Do you do it into a toilet? Does someone collect it out of there for you, or do you do it in like a special?
How's that
box?
Your question?
Why is that not a question?
How is that your question?
She must have been asked that before.
That's the stupidest question
that's
ever
the first
been.
Time.
Not stupid. She just said
it is a stupid
Sierra,
question.
Is it a stupid question?
I mean, how would you do it?
If I was earning the money that you were, I'd definitely pay for someone to go and be like my toilet. I'd pay for someone
why
to get out
of the
toilet.
Why have you got to do it in the toilet?
You're
going to be handling it anyway.
Right, so I'm wondering if you do it into a box or something.
That song's not going to happen.
No.
I shit directly into like a Tupperware container.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense, actually. Yeah.
Rather than just having a fishing net by the toilet.
Well, I didn't know whether.
Yeah.
But not every time that you go... Or is it every time that you go that are going to sell it or
no,
not?
No, she just said she's done it like three times.
No. I can count on one hand the number of times I've sold it.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's all people want to talk about. So yeah, that's
if she was selling all her shit, do you think she'd have to carry on doing it?
No, but then it's not
you could
just,
do it for a week and retire, couldn't you?
Yeah, but it's not just that, because you do the financial domination service as well, don't you? Is that correct?
That's right, yeah, I do. Most of my money comes from videos that I make. I make fetish videos, and then I do webcam and phone lines.
Can I ask what fetishes do you cater for?
Sierra, can I just tell you, before you answer, can I just explain something to you? Just so you know what you're dealing with here. Nat, my producer, has kind of got slightly obsessed today with the idea of fetish, full stop. Like, any fetish at all. She's utterly intrigued by it. She just, I don't know if it's saying something about her or not, whether there's some sort of fetish she wants to out herself with and hasn't got, you know, the courage yet to do it. But just so you know, her giddiness about asking for fetish, about fetishism stuff, is to do with that. So please don't feel like... You don't have to answer any question if you don't want to, but Nat is voracious for fetish information at the moment.
I'm just asking which ones, because she's just said she does fetish on camera stuff.
I know,
but
it's the giddiness you're asking it with, Nat.
Why?
It's going, tell me about it!
Well, because I'm intrigued. I'm very curious and
I'm
intrigued.
Okay. I'm
letting
Sierra know.
It's a fascinating world. I don't blame you.
Right, exactly. So, Sierra, whatever you feel comfortable saying.
I'm a pretty open book. I mean, you can find all this online if you, you know, it's not like it's a big secret.
You're an open book. We've read an article about you pooing and selling it, but and you're having to tell us you're an open book.
Oh, you do foot fetish. Do you do that? That's a popular one, isn't it?
Yep. Yep, yeah. That's a big one.
Okay. Is that on
fetish,
camera?
Financial domination.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do videos, I do webcam, I do talk over the phone.
Okay.
But yeah, no, foot fetish, small penis humiliation,
so
financial
what?
Domination,
small
cuckolding,
penis humiliation.
You know, forced buy, yeah, you know, ass worship.
I didn't know what cuckolding meant. Is that just, what does that mean again?
So cuckolding, is, well, traditionally, it's basically when, like, a man who's a cuckold means that his wife cheats
on
him.
It's when you're married.
And kind of rubs it in his face. But, you know,
it's a Shakespearean
the way
word.
I do it, the way I do it is, like, I make videos where it looks like I'm talking directly to the viewer, and I pretend like the viewer is, like, my husband or something like that, and I'm just bragging about all my sexual escapades and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then sometimes I'll get guys, like, if I go out on a date and I get the receipt for the dinner, I'll take a picture of it, and I'll send it to one of my cuckold guys, and they'll pay me for the dinner to go out with a guy.
Okay. What, the one that's been described here, which I am intrigued about, is called the Giantess, which is a fetish where guys imagine this giant woman that's going to come and crush them with her feet or swallow them whole.
Again, Sierra, can I explain to you that Nat would be, by anyone's standards, a giant woman?
I'm 6 foot.
Fucking massive.
Not giant.
Hands like a girl.
It's not giant, it's just... It's not giant.
It's fucking massive,
I'm
mate.
Tall. I can't help it if I'm tall. Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous.
What? Talk to me about that one. That's interesting. Is it, short men? Is it generally the short men that would like the giantess woman?
No, because it's supernatural. Like, they're imagining, like, 50-foot woman, or they're imagining themselves being shrunk down, like, to the size of an inch. Like, a really popular scenario is, like, they fantasize about their ex-girlfriend getting mad at them and then, like, feeding them a drink that shrinks them down, and then she can just step on them or swallow them.
Because looking
like
at... I've got a photo of you here, Sierra, and looking at you, I reckon me and you are the same height. I reckon you're 5'6".
I'm 5'7", actually.
Okay, most close, though.
Very close, yeah.
Just explaining to Nat that you don't actually have to be a real giant.
No.
It's actually a really tragic fetish because it can never be realized. You
right.
know? It's like a centaur fetish, you know? Like, no one's ever going to have that fulfilled.
Can I ask you a question as well, given that it's my radio show?
Absolutely.
And Nat's been, like, just dominating this.
Oh, dominating, another fetish?
Well. and it's just a genuine question, and again, you don't have to answer it. Would this fall under the remit of your own sexual, what you like yourself? Is this purely for you I don't want to cold it out by saying business transaction, but are you basically playing a role, because obviously you're getting well paid for it as well, or does it actually fall into your own sexual remit?
No,
obviously not all of it can. There's what, sorry?
No, none whatsoever. It's completely compartmentalized. This is just a job.
Okay, so none of it.
It's fun, though. Like, it's fun, it's creative, I get to work for myself, I like a lot of things about it, but it's not who I am sexually.
Yeah, okay, because I think that's quite an interesting thing. So you are, essentially, you are just playing a part for cash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Like most women in the sex industry.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. I don't know, you know, because I've actually interviewed quite a few women in the sex industry. And I think it's quite refreshing to hear you say that, because I think whether it's true or not, and I've got no reason to doubt them, but I think the normal response to that question is, I love all that. I love all that. Whereas, there's got to be sometimes when people aren't into all that. But generally speaking, when I've spoken to girls who work in the sex industry, most of them will maintain it's their thing.
Yeah. Well, you got to keep up the fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It makes business sense to do that. Like, I sometimes pretend to like doing this radio show.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that's kind of refreshing to hear you say that. Are you in a relationship yourself? Or is that private?
Kind of.
Yes,
I date around. Not enough.
You do what? Sorry.
I said I'm not in a monogamous relationship, but...
Okay. Okay. Does it impact on that, what you do, or is it? Oh, is everybody in your life understanding?
God, no.
No, not at all.
No. I live in a pretty liberal part of the U.S.
Where do you live? Won't tell me. She won't tell me where she lives.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I tried. I mean, what's actually happened is we've lost the
connection. Yeah, no, but... I just didn't want to say it.
Okay, so how did this come about?
Oh, that's a great story. So I was 17 years old at the time, and I was online, just kind of doing what teenagers do online, like filling out little social networking profiles. And a guy started chatting with me, and he was just kind of a big pervert, and he always liked to tell me about how he liked to get peed on, and he had this fetish for pantyhose, and all this stuff. And
It's Barry.
I thought he was kind of gross, you know, like I was a little weirded out by him, but I didn't really see the harm in talking to him because it was online, you know, I couldn't do anything. And so he always wanted to get me to meet him, but I was like, no, I'm not going to meet you. And then one day he told me that my piss should be bottled and sold.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, well, you should buy it then, you know. And I just thought he was just talking, you know, just kind of his own little fetish dirty talk. He actually bought it. Like, I sent him a 12-ounce bottle of my urine, and he bought it for $250.
Wow. Was it, how big was the bottle, can I ask?
Just told you.
Oh, sorry.
12 ounces.
I don't know. Is that a...
Just like a bottle of Coke, you know, you buy it for a dollar.
Nat, why do you need to know that?
I'm just looking, because this is 750 mil for my water. I'm just seeing, I'm just working out.
But why is it even relevant?
Because I'm wondering how much value for money he got.
What do you mean value for money?
Because that's quite a lot of money to pay. I mean, if it's a little bottle.
What's a good price for a bottle of piss?
Well, it's not about the quantity, it's about who it's coming from.
Oh, no, Sierra, I know that. You know that.
Yeah.
But we're trying to explain this to someone who is... the best phrase I can come up with is sexually retarded.
No. No. Okay, so you bought the wick.
Why does the measurement matter, Nat?
I don't know. It's not what it's about, is it? I just wondered what kind of size bottle it was.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. He's not going to siphon it over period of time.
The bigger it is, the worse it will be. Because you want it in a more diluted...
What's the point of this?
You want it in a more smaller bottle, duck for it's more diluted. Though,
why? What's he going to do with it?
I don't know, actually.
Exactly. So why are you asking?
Can I ask Sierra, what did he want to do with it?
He wanted to drink it.
Okay, there we go, see?
Why are you screaming from the other room, Will?
Were you there when...
Why is this so deplorable to everyone?
I don't think it is. Were you there when he drank it, or did he want to do it in front of you?
She sent it in the post.
No.
You think she sent herself separately?
I don't meet any of my clients.
Oh, cool,
I do
cool, cool.
Online.
Right, okay, yeah. Fine. But, okay. That's
it's unbelievable.
Fine. I mean, I've got... What?
Well, the problem with this is, Nat, is you ask a question that puts a huge speed block in the conversation, and then you go quiet.
Okay, well, I want to
ask... So I've got to pick up the pieces.
Can you ask about Vore? I really want to know about that.
Right. Can you tell us what Vore is, Sierra?
So Vore is the fetish where someone gets off on the idea of being eaten and swallowed and sometimes, you know, shat out at the end.
Okay.
So I've done videos where I have, like...
I'll just explain to you what the situation is here. At the moment, I'm in a studio, and the man behind the glass, who's the assistant producer, is giggling so loud that it's coming through to the studio.
The man child.
So, can you either stop giggling like that or go in the other room, please, Will? Right? Nat, you don't say anything at all. Me and Sierra are now going to have a grown-up conversation. Just for a minute, allow us that, right? Okay. Now, what are my questions about that? About Vore? What does it stand for something, Vore?
What's that?
Is it an? Does it stand for something, or is it short for something?
Vore? I don't think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong there. I'm not sure, but I just know that's what it's just a fetish for being swallowed and eaten.
Okay, Nat's googling it now, so that should keep her quiet for a few minutes. Okay, so then how do you monetize that? So how do you? What do you actually do?
So I've done, like, you know, I have little tiny toy men that I
use,
and I'll do videos where I pretend I'm eating them, or maybe I'll do it just POV style, where I'm just, like, engulfing the camera into my mouth.
Okay.
Or one time I put a little camera into a sandwich, and I ate the sandwich. So just videos that give guys the idea that they're being eaten, and then I'll describe, like, oh, you're being digested now, and I can feel you breaking down in my stomach, and I'm going to shit you out in the toilet later. And
okay.
It's a lot of talking.
How difficult is it for you in that scenario to stifle your own laughter? So how difficult is it for you to be going through that conversation? Are they on? Is it a video call? So are they visible to you as well?
Well, I usually do that in particular with just pre-recorded videos.
Oh, right, okay.
I have done webcam before.
Okay.
It all depends on whether they want to be seen or not. They can turn on their camera. I don't really care either way.
But I guess when you're camming, it's just like they're just typing.
Or they're talking. I can maybe hear them or see them. Or, yeah, sometimes they're just typing. It just depends on what they want to do. A lot of guys want to be anonymous, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, in terms of laughing, like, I'm a humiliatrix. Like, that's my title, so I laugh.
Yeah, you're allowed to laugh, eh?
You're
totally allowed to laugh.
I don't have to stifle it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
I can just laugh at them.
Sorry, you probably heard that tapping then. That was my producer subtly pointing at something for me. You might as well just say now, look at this. You don't have to go...
Oh, sorry.
Like that, because people can hear that
I'm
as well,
can't
they?
I'm just doing some research. Is anyone asking
what you showing me?
For a reverse birth?
A reverse birth?
Yeah.
No, but I can imagine what that is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just seeing that there's...
See, like, I don't get
probably
naked,
sex in
so
it.
I wouldn't be very good at that.
I think
you don't get naked?
No.
Okay, what do
as
you...
As a rule?
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm playing the superior woman.
Yeah.
My clients are not worthy of seeing me naked, so it's all part of it.
Oh, okay. So you've covered all your own bases.
Yeah. I would actually lose clients if I start getting naked. I mean, I'd probably gain some other ones, but that's just kind of how I've built my brand.
Okay. Did you find out about Vorfra's now? Did you find out what it was? That's
I did.
That's what I thought.
Sorry,
you were
I didn't
Googling.
Know if you actually wanted me to
I didn't think
say
you were
it.
On a fetish site just trying to decide what you like.
Yeah, it's short for Vorophilia.
Vorophilia.
It's a fetish. Okay. One fantasizes about being eaten alive. The most common one is soft vor, which is being swallowed or swallowing whole with no bloodshed. But there's also the less common hard vor, which involves the tearing and chewing of flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some guys want me to get really graphic with them, like right. talking about snapping their bones and splitting their head open and all that.
I'm sorry.
He's very squeamish.
You can't see this.
What's he doing? I haven't seen
But Will is now reacting as if he's having needles put in his eyes.
Well, do you think, though, that the is it, and it's most, do you have any women that are interested in this?
No.
Okay, so it's men. Do you think that possibly, because this is their fetish and it's quite graphic, obviously there's no way to know this for sure, but their own sexual life is actually quite tame because they get all this out with their fetish on camera? Because they, you know...
Possibly. I think a lot of guys are married and they don't tell their wives what they're into. Yeah. Like, they're too, you know, they're afraid of their wives leaving them or just being shocked or embarrassed. And so they come to me as the outlet.
Okay. Do you have any other questions now that you need for your little project?
Do you have any... Also, apparently, vor is quite common with the furry community, which I wondered if you knew anything about the furry community.
Vor, I don't know anything... Well, I know some things about the furry community, but right. I don't really
dabble
in that.
Pretending to be animals?
Yeah. Isn't it?
But no, the giantess and the vor are usually related because they want the giant woman to, like, swallow them.
Okay. Do you have a favourite one?
I haven't... Ooh, a favorite one.
Yeah.
Let me think. Hard to say. One thing I do really like is one of my phone lines is called an ignore line, and basically guys will call me at, you know, $2 or $3 a minute, and I just ignore them. So as long as they stay on the phone, I'll get money from them per minute, but I don't have to talk to them.
I mean, they could just phone Virgin.
You just pick up the phone and then leave it
just
off the
if
hook.
If you're into that, phone Virgin Trends, they'll never fucking pick up.
So you just pick up the receiver, leave it off the hook, and then they stay there until they've, whatever they were doing.
Yeah, like the other day I went for a run and someone called my ignore line and they stayed on for the entirety of my run, like an hour. Didn't talk to them at all.
I'm not knocking you, Sierra, because this is fine. You found this, you know, you found the market for this. But I'm just sat here thinking, I work so fucking hard.
Just have an ignore. Well,
I work
so
hard.
Yeah, but you're not calling a lineup for $3 a minute.
I could just set one of these lines up now, though, couldn't I?
Well, yeah, we could. Let's do that.
Myself.
Yeah.
Do you think there'd be like.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Do you think there'd be like. I guess. Because you were saying that lasses don't do it, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Or is it that you don't take on female clients?
No, I would. I don't care.
You would? Okay, fine.
Money. I don't give a shit.
What about gay clients, then? Maybe I'd have to do it for gay men.
Hmm.
It is. No, like, if you were a man wanting to do this, your clientele would be gay men. Okay. It wouldn't be women.
Right. I've got no issue at all with somebody ringing me for half an hour a day and me not bothering talking.
Do you even answer the phone? Do you say, hi, it's Sierra?
Where do I advertise this? If I set this up, where do you advertise?
Well, my phone lines are on nightflirt.com.
Nightflirt.
You can check out that. And there are guys on there, so.
So I could put my phone number on nightflirt.com. As basically, I'll pick it up, but I won't speak.
But do you actually answer and say, hi, it's Ray here, or would you just pick it up and that's it, complete complete silence?
It depends. I might say something to them at first, okay. But other times, you know, I'll pick it up.
When that happens, are you actually listening to them, or are you actually genuinely like?
Usually not.
Like, so you don't know what they're up to.
Sometimes they're quiet. Sometimes they're quiet. Sometimes they're saying weird shit. Yeah, it depends.
So you just
but
wait
usually
for them.
I don't really pay attention.
So you answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, then you just put it on the side.
Yeah.
Go about your day.
Sure. Yep.
Say they're on there for 20 minutes, however long a wank is. How much do you make for that?
So for 20 minutes, that'd be about $40.
Okay, so about £30. No, it's more than that,
maybe
isn't it?
Maybe 60. About,
yeah,
no,
50 quid. 60, 50 quid.
Yeah. $3, £3, let's say, £3 a minute.
Right.
So we're going £3.
Can I resign from this show because I've worked out a better way of making money? It's crazy,
isn't
it?
You have to trial it.
How long do you think you've got in this? How long do you think you can get away with it? And I don't mean that in an accusatory way, by the way. I mean that genuinely. How long is there in this market before the arse falls out of it?
I have no fucking clue. I've been doing this way longer than I thought I would.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I make more money every year, so... Mm. I have no idea, but I'm going to keep milking it for as long as I can.
And you do nothing else? This is literally all you do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's your full time, eh?
Yep.
It's incredible. It really is, though.
I'd be wasting
right?
my time if I were doing anything else. I'd be losing money.
That's true.
But do you know, just sort of in a more contemplative moment, just sit in your house and go, fucking hell, I'm getting away with murder. And again, I'm not being accusatory. I mean that. You must think
no,
that.
No, I get it.
Yeah, you must be like...
Oh, absolutely.
This
all
is untrue.
Time. I'm just like, this isn't real. Like, how is this my life? Like, I've been doing it a long time, and in some ways I'm jaded, but other times I just step back and I'm like, holy shit, like, my life is crazy and surreal.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you are jaded, if all you're doing is answering the phone then just chucking it on the sofa.
Yeah.
Making money all the time. It's brilliant.
Is there a noise that you know when they've hung up and you can get the next one
is
coming in?
Is there a noise?
No,
fucking
like,
all Nat cares about is the technicalities of
no,
all
no,
this.
No, what I mean is you want the next... Have you got more than one line?
Are you not worried that you're holding up the line for another person ringing through?
That's what I mean. Are you thinking about making money here? You want to know when they've hung up. You can't just be popping back every 2 minutes and
my
see if
guess
still there.
Would be, before Sierra answers this, my guess would be that this is actually a business. So this is actually a well-oiled business that runs itself.
Probably a couple of lines.
Am I right?
I mean, you know, I have to keep all plates spinning. You
yeah,
know?
Totally.
Trying to
so you're not
put out new videos.
Yeah.
On cam,
so you're not
phone,
you're not doing
like,
this.
Keep up with social media.
Yeah. So you're not doing this on the hoof as you go about your day. This is actually a put together business that works that way.
Yeah. More or less.
Will you marry me?
You have to sign a prenup.
Oh fuck that! She saw right through me immediately. It was worth a crack though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was worth a go. Well, look, thanks. Honestly, we're running out of time on the show, but thank you for joining us. We appreciate that. And it's been like proper interesting insight into that sort of world. That's mental. That's mental. Are you safe and sound in your own head, though? Are you totally on the level with it yourself?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Yeah. So
I've got a good head on my shoulders.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. You know what I'm asking there, right?
I think so.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, if I was a little off, I don't know if I would be self-aware enough to know that, but...
True. Yeah, but it is, I would imagine, amateur psychologist that I am, I would imagine it is the sort of thing that has potential to send you insane because it's actually so easy. You know, do you know what I mean? It has the potential to send you... you know, a bit off the rails because it's so, you're making so much money so easily. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there is also, there's a huge weight of stuff on that though. You know, there's so many moral questions in that. There's so many, I don't mean that you should be thinking about it moralistically, but what I mean is there's so many questionable actions in terms of exploiting people or actions in terms of if people are married and all those sort of things, which are the sort of things that if you've not got your head on your shoulders about it, could just come up and like uppercut you one day.
It could, but you know, unfortunately, well, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know, but I mean, I only talk to guys when they're really horny, you know? I don't really know what's going on in their lives.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, they're using their money, their kids' college fund to pay me or what, you know. So it's up to them, you know. That's the price of social liberty, you know.
Yeah. But people do, when people find the thing that, you know, for example, if there's a guy who's been married for 30 years, who's always secretly been dreaming about being eaten by a massive woman and shat out, when he finds the woman that will do that, there's always the risk there that you are actually the perfect woman for him.
That I'm what now?
Well, when you fulfil the fantasy that's a deep-seated fantasy within someone, there's always the risk that you then become to that gentleman the perfect woman. And when you find the perfect woman, that's the one you want to be with, and that's the one... do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I have tons of guys that, like, literally worship me. They're obsessed with me.
Yeah.
Like, they really see me as, like, a goddess, so...
Okay. But they can't have you.
No.
What if
one day, I'm not spending their money.
But what if one day one of them blows his own head off because he can't have what he wants? That's a good way. That's a good way of ending
well,
it, isn't it?
That's someone that has more issues than.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but you are so again. This sounds like it can be an accusation. I'm really not. I'm actually musing on it. I'm actually thinking about it as on a wider scale. Okay. I'm not saying you shouldn't be doing it. You can do what you want. I'm just so. Yeah. I wonder about everyone's well-being. I started this by asking about Sierra's well-being. It wasn't about, you know, some faceless stranger that I don't know. But I'm intrigued by that. I'm intrigued about how that...
She can't really answer that, can she?
No, I get
she
it. Can't. The psychology behind it's fascinating.
Yeah, yeah, it totally is. But genuinely, we have got to go. But thank you for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.
And stay safe, Sarah. And we'll speak to you again.
All right, take care.
Take care, mate. And you, mate. Bye.
What, that's up?
The timing?
Because we're going to pre-record.
We've got to get in and out now.
Let me have a look. 50 seconds.
We've got far up God Save the Queen, so we're out.
That's it, isn't it?
Okay.
Don't plan this well.
No.
But I shouldn't ask, it's a producer's problem.
Well, it's on the screen in front of you, the time, so it's...
Well, it's not the actual right time, is it?
Yeah, it's because we started bang on time today. You said that.
It's not the right time.
It is the right time.
What, it's now... So, can somebody tweet us now and tell us, is it correct that it's now 6 minutes past eight?
No,
night.
But I mean, you can see on the screen.
Is that right?
How long does it cost? We're on 59,
right?
That's so this is all getting cut out.
That's a picture I've got. What sort of way is that to end? You've been weird today, you have. Really weird.
Not been weird.
Barry Dodds was the least weird person on this show. Do you know? Are you aware of that?
Yeah. I never thought Barry was weird.
He's a fucking maniac. See you next week. Unless we're all blessed by death.